Wow, it definitely feels really, really strange doing this again, because I know it's been months. I don't even remember what my last episode was about. I mean, life went by so fast. Although, if I'm being honest, I've been doing the very best. I've been doing all my best to enjoy it. Enjoy the season, live in the moment, and yeah, it's been absolutely great. Okay, so disclaimer, I'm not becoming a vlogger to start saying 5 things or 10 reasons or clinical reasons why you should come to the UK, please, before we get ourselves in trouble, like someone almost got us in trouble. Anywho, I don't even know if I'm supposed to say welcome back to Real Life Issues with Coco, because really, it's been a while. So I won't say welcome back. I'm just going to say welcome and thank you for even thinking of clicking the link when you saw me upload it. It means that, honestly, you are a good friend. You're an awesome person and you give second chances. Yeah, because I know I've said maybe once or twice or more that I wouldn't go off. I was going to be consistent, but here we are. It's quite, I don't want to say unfortunate, but it is what it is. Life happened, and thankfully, the podcast has always been about doing life with me. So I think the pulse is part of doing life with me. So today's episode is definitely going to be longer than our usual 10-20 minutes. I just hope that you enjoy it and listen till the end. Yeah. So yeah, I'm still Mrs. Sweetface. Yeah, that part is thriving. We're doing really good. Thank you for asking. And if you didn't ask, well, thank you for listening. Anywho, so I just wanted to talk about a few things that I have learned in my almost 2 months of being in the UK. Yeah, not up to 2 months yet since I relocated. Not up to 2 months yet since I left my family members back home. Although, well, I'm here also with family members, so that's beautiful. So I'm like home away from home, if you get it, right? But there are definitely a few things that I have learned, I've seen, I've experienced, and I definitely want to talk about it. As a matter of fact, it wasn't when I was thinking of what to say on my podcast that it came up. It was as a result of all of these things I've learned that I felt like, okay, I think it's time to try to be back on the podcast, put something out there again, and hopefully I'll be here for long before I go off again. I'll actually really try. Right, so honestly, if there is one thing that I'll say, it's no matter how exposed you think you are, when you get into the UK or maybe any other country that isn't Nigeria that you've been used to. And now, please, I'm speaking from perspective of those of us that maybe have never really left our countries. Maybe you've never really left Nigeria, or you've just been to maybe neighboring countries that have things in order just as similar as Nigeria does. So those are the people. I'm not speaking to those that have actually maybe always, every time of their life, summer vacation to Canada, America, UK, you know, you are probably used to it. But I mean, if you still think back to your first time, if you were not too little a kid to understand when you left Nigeria for the first time, you are probably going to be able to relate to what I am saying. Or maybe it's even like that for the other countries that you've been to. But honestly, first things first, or one of the first things that, you know, I discovered or that I learned or that happened to me within the first few days of being in the UK was the fact that the sanity here is actually disturbing. I'm sorry, not to sound like someone who is insane, really, but it's the order for me. Like, things are so in order that it's questionable. Like, the sanity is too good to be true. Oh my God. Like, how are they so in time? Why are things so organized? Ah, my bad thing is no more Alara, because it looks like he's batting that have mommy Lara in that Nigeria. Because seriously, you see people actually adhering to speed limits. Yes, because if you don't, you are going to get tickets, or you're going to get caught up for it or something. But still, the order is in place. It's not a country where they put rules and nobody really adheres to it. Like, the sanity here is crazy, like top note. That's like the fault. Like, no, I'm sure people on my WhatsApp, I remember posting something related to it, that it's so sane that it's driving me insane. Because, like, at some point, you're probably expected not to speed more than a particular limit, and you see everyone adhering. It's beautiful. I don't know what else to say, but like, I just feel like no matter how exposed, no matter how traveled about you think you are, the sanity in these developed countries, because I don't even know, even though it's not regarded as developed, in my own dictionary, almost, it is regarded as a developed country. In case you are telling me, according to 19 Kinnikon, it's not developed now. Now, no, it's a developed country. And really, the sanity here is, it's beautiful. I love it. I love it. Yeah. And obviously, there is another one, is there would be, there is, there are culture shock. Oh my God. Reflexes that can ruin your life if you don't have self-control. You know, when you see a child that is, you know, acting somehow, and you know, in Nigeria now, the way you can just easily say, will you leave that place, or scold the child or anything, it's in you, you want to, but you see that you can't do that, because bro, may you not put yourself in trouble for sanity's sake. Oh, like, these are things that I feel, you know, came up off to me, and it felt as though I was like, wow, really, this can happen here? Wow, this can happen some, like, there were so many things. Let me give you a story. You guys should know, I know you will laugh, but then now I know. So there was this day, my cousin wanted, when I just came in, I liked, like, going out, like, following my cousin everywhere, no matter how close. I would take a walk with them. If they were going anywhere to pick something, I'll follow. They want to check something out, I'll follow. Because I wanted to just, you know things. I wanted to get used to my surroundings and stuff. And there was a time she was like, ah, Auntie Dami, do you want to go with me to where my mom sent me? And I'm like, okay. She was just going to the convenience store, like, a store down the area, Sha. And I said, okay, no problem. She took nylon and we're going, and I just thought to ask, like, okay, so what are you going to get? I mean, for me to know next time that this is the way to do something, I have to know what are you going to get. And then she goes, oh, I want to buy gas and onions. And I said, oh, okay, where is the cylinder? You know that thing now, when you're, if you, as a Nigerian, you know, when you want to go and fill your gas, if you are not the really, really friendly person, or the really, really rich person that can just call to say, I send your boy, come and carry my gas, fill it and take it back, you know, or even if you have a car, you have to still pull your cylinder into your car, then go and fill it, then take it back, then fix it back, you know, all of that. So I was wondering that, why would you want to get the gas without, you want to go and buy gas, but then you're not with the cylinder? And she was confused. Please bear in mind that this is a child that has been here for quite a while. So, and of course, she came in as a child. So you can imagine. She was like, cylinder? What's cylinder? I was like, oh, okay. So how are you going to get the gas? I figured that, okay, maybe it's not called, in my mind, I thought maybe it's not called cylinder here, or maybe they'll give them there, you know. And she was like, this, and she showed me a card, like our normal NEPA prepaid bill card, and she was like, this? And I'm like, oh, a card. She said, yes. I said, so how will you do? She said, she doesn't know. She just, when she feels it, I should give her mom. That is her mom that does it. I said, okay. So we went, we bought what we had to buy. I mean, I've seen this one happen in Nigeria before, but I questioned it. But here, I couldn't question it. I just went with the flow. Like, if you don't take your own bag to the store, you have to, like, buy bag. Like nylon bag, I mean, to put your grocery, whatever it is that you bought. So either you take a bag with you or you pay for a bag. It's not expensive, but I mean, you pay for a bag. First time it happened in Nigeria, I told the store people that, why am I paying for nylon? I bought something from you. You want me to still pay for nylon? How? And, you know, we talked about it. They were telling me, oh, that's why you're not paying VAT. They were trying to defend it. It's the actual life here. I just mellowed and did as if it was a normal thing. So apparently those people were doing the right thing, I guess. I don't know. So back to the gas story. We then, I think I'm going to just tell stories what we did. Jesus. Anyway, so we then came down to the house. She filled the gas. She just gave the guy the card, you know, how much gas she mentioned. Say, for example, £30. And she mentioned and it was loaded just like your light, you know, the old prepaid thing. And we came in, I told her mom I wanted to see how her mom just inserted it, like you're putting your lights, and that happened. And I remember telling a few of my close friends that spoke to me during that time. I remember bombarding my husband with that experience, like, really, wow, this is interesting. You know, so many other stories, you know, finding out that if you are still in the store and then you break something, you actually haven't paid for it, they will even care for you. Than, you know, in Nigeria it's the other way around, where they are like, ah, you have to pay, you've broken it, you've done this, you've done that. They are even obligated to ask you if you're okay, because they don't want you to get out in there. Oh my god, you guys, I'm a village gay. Because I'm like, okay, I don't know if it happens maybe in the posh part of Nigeria, but where me I still, it has never happened before. If you break something, you pay for it. Whether or not you're buying it, that's your business. She gets. So, I mean, that and so many other funny, interesting things. I hope I'm able to talk about them in the other episodes, because I don't want to drag us too much on this story and stories. So, you know, there are so many things like that you want to react to. This, that, the part when I said reflexes that can actually ruin your life if you don't have self-control earlier, I was talking to reacting to children's silliness here. You know, no man, your mama go and give you one abara slap to reset, or go and give you one bombastic side eye, you go reset. You know, you don't want to do that around, because you're careful. They are like, someone said, there are some people that their job is actually to, like, watch you when it comes to how you treat your kids and everything. Like, every slight thing here seem like you are, you know, stressing the child, abusing the child, or, like, not taking care of the child. That part, I really don't get it yet. I'm not used to it. Not I don't get it. I'm not used to it, because me, I still used to scream, and I'll be like, oh, okay, reduce my voice. Stories for another day. Anyway, so that's that. Another thing is that if you eat animals like me, maybe not eat, but you just don't like being around animals, or you can't even own one like me, I think that you would have to brace up and tell yourself you can do everything in this world. So really, in Nigeria, I still don't like dogs, but think I'm better now. Like, I actually do not like dogs. I generally do not like pets, but dogs, there's a special kind of fear that comes when I see any dog, no matter how tiny the dog is. I used to not like dogs. I don't still think I can own one, but I can proudly say I can walk past them now without fear, because they are like humans here. They are like my neighbors and my friends here. I don't want to run away from my neighbors and friends. Like, everywhere dogs, every freaking way, like everywhere. I take walks, so I see dogs like every time. I don't think in a day I do not see more than 5 dogs, like every kind, big, small, tiny, paddle dogs, whatever their names are. Dogs everywhere. Cats, oh, they live with me. Like, cats everywhere as well. You just come out, you see cats, just act normal as if you are seeing your fellow neighbor. Morning cat, morning dogs. everywhere. I remember asking my aunt if these dogs are actually trained to bark at black people, because I remember the first week I came in, every dog that sees me was barking. I asked my aunt, am I too dark? I'm serious. Yes, I feel ashamed, but I'm very serious. I asked that question because I had to tell her that the one still barked at me yesterday. And I was smiling to them. It's not as if, I don't know, maybe that thing they say about dogs perceiving fear is true. I don't know, but they're always barking at me. And my aunt had to say that's just how they are generally. And the beauty of it is that their owners wouldn't even want them to maybe bite at you or something, because that's like a lot of money. They would have to take care of you, probably pay till you are able to work or something. I don't know the story, but yeah, one of the most beautiful and most important things that I also, you know, noticed, or that I've also experienced, or that I've observed since I've been in UK, is like what you actually think is luxury back home, bro, is basic here. Yeah, basic. Like I can't say like I was among the rich people in Nigeria, also I might be wrong, maybe my definition of luxury isn't even luxury, right? But if my definition of luxury is luxury, bro, that's in Nigeria. I mean the rich in Nigeria, someone consider that's really rich in Nigeria is probably an average person here. I'm not eating. I'm just saying, you know that feeling, or that thing when they say your salary is someone's tight. I'm telling you, like, our luxury in Nigeria is like basic here. You like see basic things, like you see regular things. You see, I have to tell this story because me, you know, like I said, I'm a village girl, so I have to tell this story. Bro, like Tesla literally pulled up to pick my aunt as an Uber. Like, no, like basic. See, I had to contain my excitement because in my mind, my auntie was not taking picture. In my mind, I was just saying, I hope she takes selfie. She was taking pictures of us. She came visiting from America, so then she had to go to somewhere in UK, and then she had to request for an Uber, and then the Uber came in and was Tesla. And she was not taking pictures of her family members. We're standing just in front of her. I was just praying that she says, oh, you should come around, let me take selfie, so that I'll have a picture of them. Even though I was looking very wretched because I just woke up, it was very, very early in the morning, I didn't have my bonnet on. You know how you look when you wake up, not like you can tell obviously that you've not had your bath. So that's how I was in, but I really didn't care. But like that and many, many other things, like these things are basic. I remember walking into a store with my uncle and the wife, and I was seeing these things, this God, oh, they suffer. Oh, hey, I was seeing things, you know, these are stores that you've heard. I told my uncle daddy that it feels good to walk into stores that you always, back home when you see their clothes, you're always like, ah, it is this one I'm wearing now. It is this one I'm wearing now. I'm not mentioning names here, it's on purpose. But walking into the stores, and then you're getting there, and then you're seeing, you know, their stuff. And let me give you an example. And you probably see like a bag, and you're seeing that the bag is like 100 and something pounds. And in your mind, you're like, if you're actually thinking the pounds way, not converting to Nigeria, which I'll get to, because when I just got in, I was always converting everything to Naira. Like, if you're really thinking the pounds way, that this is something you can actually afford, are you serious? And those people will now be coming to Nigeria and say they're wearing designers. Maybe it has great, yeah, that's another thing, maybe some design. But really, my point is, whatever we think is luxury back home, okay, maybe not all, but most of the things we consider luxury back home is actually basic here. Sorry to bust your bubble. Yeah, then another thing is that when coming or when relocating at all, I think this applies generally, not to UK or maybe, I don't know, but I mean, I got to really understand it when I relocated, and it's when relocating at all, it's really, 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 really going to be of benefit to you, or really nice that you have family or a friend or anyone at all that would help you navigate first days. Like, it's a huge blessing. having that soft landing, having everything cushioned up for you, you know, someone telling you, oh, this is where you do this, this is where you do that, this is where you pick this up, this is where you go with this. Do you understand? Like, it's a really, really huge blessing, because at the end of the day, it's actually not really as it seems on the other side. I mean, and this goes both positively and negatively. I've heard Nigerians give feedback that, oh, when you come, you work, you do that, you do that. It's not really as we interpret it. And I've heard Nigerians, oh, when you come, it's a better life. It's actually not as easy as we think it is. So, truth is, having family, having friends, having anyone at all who would take it upon themselves to, you know, help you navigate around your first few months, maybe even up to a year, your first year in the country, it's a very, very huge blessing. And honestly, I'm grateful for mine. Like, it's actually not, I can't even go into that. It's not really as it seems from the other side. And this good, both negatively and positively. Then, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to announce to you that bills are the real deal here. Like, there's something that my aunt, whenever we're in the kitchen, my aunt always talking about my cousin's mom. She's like, ah, if not for bills, you go nowhere, you don't die for this country. For someone who has lived as long as she has here. Like, if not for bills, like, bills are the real deal here. Like, bills are, and the, because, I mean, to in their defense, right, it's what actually gives the good life that we all like think about when you think of relocating, the old 24/7 light, there's water, hot water, cold water as it is, and clean surroundings, whatever, the sanity we admire, it is these bills that are being paid for. So on the bright side, it's a good thing to maintain the life that you admire. But on the financial side, well, if I'm sure if my husband will come, my husband will say it's good investment, really. And honestly, it is good investment, because at the end of the day, it's for you to have that luxury of life. It's for you to, you don't have to be carrying cylinder up and down like, ah, God, he pay me, sha, that cylinder and that gas thing. Anyway, yeah, so another thing is that you're probably going to convert the money, that's the pounds to naira, for the first 6 months, or say 1 year, maybe 2 years. In fact, like me, that's all I do. And then every time I see like, oh, ice cream is £1, like normal cone ice cream now is £1, I'm like, in my mind, I'm thinking like, like when I just came, shower, I think I'm getting better. In my mind, I'm thinking like, ah, monkey for cone ice cream. Something that in shop price is 500 naira. Like, we pass the bad as the bad. Can I even see cone ice cream of 350? Ah, are you serious? Like 350 naira is now one. But the truth is that their £1 there feels like our, maybe 100 naira day. To us, like, that's how they see the £1. £1 is like 100 naira, like £10, like 1k. Like, so I mean, I remember having a conversation with one of my close friends when I just came as regards that, and she said something which is very valid. She was like, you can't keep converting, because now you are earning in pounds, like, you are going to be earning, you're going to be living, so you have to start narrowing your thoughts to that £1 is like 100 naira, that kind of, you know. So it's but you're probably going to do that the first 6 months, say 1 year, or maybe forever if you like money like me. You're probably going to keep saying, wow, in Nigeria this thing feels cheap as this, so you get, you know. Another thing, well, I mean, this is a credit to Nigeria, and it is that you actually miss that sense of community, and you miss that sense of, now one person the bomb picking, plenty of people the trainer. You miss that sense of, you want to quickly get somewhere, you call a church member, maybe call a church member's mom, and they say, oh, their daughter can stay for you with your kids. You just miss that sense of community. And if there's anything that, you know, Nigeria has over countries like UK, that is it. You know, there is that sense of belonging, there's a sense of community. Although it's getting better, or should I say it's better for me, because I can't even say that I have maybe oh, so much white friends around me, because I'm still like surrounded by black people. Maybe this is because I'm with family. I can't believe I actually told my cousin, my younger cousin, that, oh, you will join me to train my child though. Because her mom did a good one on her, you know, in all honesty. Her mom really, really, really trained her. I'm talking about a nice schooler that cooks. She's, when you hear her speak, she's smart, book smart, she's morally upright. Her mom did a good one on her, and I remember telling her that. But I mean, as much as it's a good one, I want my kids around such a person like her. It's still like, okay, imagine those that don't have the luxury of that. Imagine those that are surrounded by maybe just white people. Maybe those that are not with family, came here on their own. They have to make friends, and they're probably not even seeing black friends already, and they're making white friends, or they, you know, you miss home. It's going to be different for them. Like I said, I don't know if I've said it, but another thing is that people's journey is actually very, very different when it comes to relocating. You know, some people have it good, some people have it great, some people have it bad, some people have it worse. Like, no, I don't think any journey happens the same way. However, maybe there will be similar experiences in the course of the journey, but I feel like it's definitely different. So I mean, here it's so bad that they're happy going for any party at all. I've never seen how people like cack up, get sets, prepare for Children's Day party as much as here. And it's almost like that party, the party they go for, these parties, this is what gives them the sense of being in Nigeria. Like, this is what gives them that Nigerian sense. You know, Nigeria, we like party now. It just, it's lit, it's nice. And trust me, some of the white neighbors we have during this almost summer, because the weather here is bipolar, honestly. But during this almost summer, there was a time it was really, you know, a little hot here, and they tried to like do like a party. They were playing Nigerian jams, bro. So it felt good, because I'm like, oh, I even known for something in that party. You know, we are life of the party. We give, my aunt did that, celebrated her birthday ceremony, and I'm sure a lot of people that came don't even know how old she clocked. But the house was full. It was party. And my uncle likes party. You know, for sure now. But then party was an actual party. Everybody, 2 a.m. people were still here. Actually, never knew that seeing a dark-skinned person would mean so much to me. Like, it has even, you know, tailored down to the kids. Even though they are born here. You see, there was a time that I went to pick my cousin with her mom in school. She's in our primary school, and when she got there, she just saw her dragging her mom towards a black woman, collect her number, and her mom, you know, had to collect the number, the exchange, what's your name, the exchange, my name is Labaki, ah, Yoruba, this one and that one. And after the woman left, her mom had to say to me that this is what she does, that whenever she sees any black person, whether a Nigerian or not, as long as your skin is like black, she wants you to meet, she wants that. Most people, they now started mentioning some people that I know that like their family friends now, that we met her through our daughter, or we met their family through. So you see children even connecting families because of that sense of belonging when they see a dark skinned person. I mean, that's something. So you miss that about Nigeria, shall. Anyway, another thing is you will pray. It's just that your prayer point is going to be very different. I mean, you're not praying for God to give you basic things because you have access to these things. I won't even lie. Yeah, not your prayer point is not, I don't know, you pray, but then your prayer point is just going to be different, but you will pray. You know that person we sing, I will pray, if I don't pray, Satan will make jest of me. See, you will pray. Bible that says, all things good, all things bad, everything needs prayer. It's not lie. Is it Bible that said it? I've been our people. Sha. Thing we good needs prayer. Thing we bad needs prayer. Thing we say remain small safe needs prayer. Exactly. That was not a lie. Because, I mean, you would have to pray. Because it's settling, putting, you know, you're in another place, a different place. It's starting all over again. And you need Jesus. Everyone needs Jesus. I know. I'm sure that in your mind, you know that there's a part of that will still come to that. Yeah, everyone needs Jesus. So you would need to actually, you know, pray. prayer point to be very different. I keep saying that, very different, trust me, but you pray. We're almost done. Sorry, and I really hope that you're enjoying this, my discoveries. Anyway, another thing is that I observed in this almost 2 months, it's not 2 months yet, but almost 2 months, is that no one will actually have your time. It's not wickedness, so it's just because here, every minute or every hour, I don't know how you want to see it, counts. Time is literally money. So when you have people who actually take their time to put you through, to tell you this is what to do, I mean, these people are, worship them. Like, it's because it's rare. You see people literally ordering information. I've heard stories, I've seen it happen. People order information. I'm wondering, like, I don't know, information is free. You not telling it, does it, will it double up in your head? I mean, it's just information, it's not money. Why are you ordering it? But apparently, information is money here too. Time is money, information is money. Don't feel bad if you get into the country and no one actually has your time, that you have to, you know, navigate through yourself, sort things out yourself. So when you have someone actually listening, putting you through, you are blessed beyond measures, my brother and sister, beyond measures. And if there's anything that is really, 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 really important that I need to say, you know, amidst of all of these things, is that you have to know that there is always going to be that lagging face. I mean, it's worse when you don't even have someone to give you heads up or bridge you up for it. Like, me, I have not cried though since I got here. I'll not even lie, because like I said, some have it easy. I'm blessed to be part of those that have it easy. I mean, I have it easy. I have it very easy compared to stories that I've heard. I have it easy going on for me. So, I mean, I haven't cried yet. But yes, have I thought of, or have there been times where I thought that, oh, okay, maybe I shouldn't have relocated? Yes, I wouldn't lie. But the truth is that since I haven't cried, I'm sure it's just a feeling. And, you know, like we always say, that feelings are not always true. So, yeah. I haven't cried, I mean, but there is always that lagging face. There is always that face where it feels like, oh, why are things not picking up as fast as I think? Why are things not, you know, looking like it should be? Like I said earlier, that it's not always as it seems from the other side. That's just the truth. So, yeah, I think having in mind helps you to emotionally, mentally, spiritually prepare, physically, for those that like to fight. Anyway, like, prepare for that phase. You're ready. You know that, okay, it might not come as easy as you think. And this is why I say you pray, because there's a place of grace, honestly. There's a place of grace when things just happen for you easily, when you don't even, or you can't even relate to some of these things. I mean, this, all of these things I've said, they are piled up discoveries as a result of my own experiences and some of the stories that I've heard of my friends that have actually relocated as well. And like I said, I have it easy. I have it really, really easy, and I'm thankful to God for that. But it doesn't mean I'm not also experiencing the lagging phase. Like, it's just always there. That phase is always there. It's grace that makes the quantity different from each other. I mean, so my 2 cents to those that are considering relocating, I promise you, you'll probably experience this, have it better or have it worse. However, no fear, because honestly, if you ask me, if relocating is all I do in year 2023, I'm super grateful I took this step, and I wouldn't have it another way. Life is better here. I'm not gonna lie. Life is so much better here. The benefits, the access to the kind of life that you get for yourself, your kids, is better here. You just have to figure it out. And with God, they say things are made easy and things are made, you know, possible. I'll talk to you guys later, hopefully. And maybe when I live here a little longer, I might have different perspectives to these things that I've stated. But this is truly how I feel in this moment. Thank you guys once again for joining or for listening, for clicking on the link. Even though I've been gone for so long, I feel like a bad, bad girl. But thank you so much for not giving up, for listening to me again. And I hope that I'll talk to you guys soon, as soon as next week, Sunday, as per usual. Don't forget to follow at @oluwatodamilola_. I love you guys. Stay jiggy. Don't forget to be kind to everyone around you. Have a beautiful day ahead. Bye.